Okay, good morning, everybody. So moving on now to Halacha Chas, which is the din of Morid B'Malchus. The Rambam writes, called Morid B'Malchus Yisrael, Yishlo Melech Rishos Lahargo. Please note, it's going to be a linchpin for us, that the Rambam doesn't say that he has to. Even though we have a din, it's a little surprising, a Melech Shemachal Kvodo in Kvodo Machal. So if there's an affront to the king, you might think that he actually has to do this, and there's some, you know, others who formulated more in terms of a chiyuv, but Yesh l'malach rishus l'hargo, the Rambam does not. So filo gazar lechad mishar am sheilich l'makom ploni v'lo halach, o shalo yatsam b'beiso v'yat, shalo yetsam b'beiso, excuse me, v'yatsa, chayiv misa, v'yimratza l'hargo, again, it's a rishus, yihareg, shenemar, kolisha sher yamres picha. It's in the context of Yeshua, the Rambam's already established that he's a din melech, v'chin chol amivazes ha-melech, o amicharfo, yesh l'malach rishus l'hargo. It's interesting that the Rambam separates this out somewhat. Mivaza mecharev kishimi ben gerav ein lemelech rishos larog ela b'sayev bilvad. There's limitation. The Rambam says he can only do it with a sayev, not in any other way. V'yesh lo lasor lahakos b'shotin lichvodo. Right, the Meir Simcha says, oh, that you know, avi yisera eschem b'shotim. The famous line that Rechavam, Vaniya Yasser Eschem Ba'akrabim, you know, unwisely said, based on the Eitzah of the Yeladim as opposed to the Zakenim, and the Na'arim that he listened to, you know, told him to take a hard line. So that's the Meir Simcha thinks the source of the of Lo Yafkir Mammo Nevim Hifkir Hareza Gazel. So that he can't be Mafkir. So the Rebisser Zalman, in the Ibn Ha'atl, you know, says that it's very unclear for the Rambam what the process is here. He says, look at Tosos and Megillah, Daf Yedaleh Amud Beis, where Tosos lays out the Shita that there is a process. You have to establish somebody as a Morid B'Malchus. There, the Melech, you know, is, according to Tosos, going to sit on the Bezdin, but not necessarily, you know, weigh in. He's going to be Shosek. Right? But at that point, once it's determined, it's not like a full Dinyan Nefashos in the sense that there's no Halanas Adin. So the Ibn Azal writes, "Ayn Tosfos Megillah Daf Yedaleh Amud Beis Sheshem Mikam Beduchti Demefurish Morid Malchus Tzarech Laduno V'Tir Tzmorid Malchus Lo Boi Halana Sadin Aval Laduno Tzarech Al Kol Panim V'Eino Miyushav Shitas HaRambam Bezeh Shelo Hevi Mizeklum." Says, "I don't know what the Rambam thinks about this." So it's hard for me to say with certitude if Rabbi Yisrael Zalman wasn't sure, but it seems to me that the Rambam makes himself very clear. It would be the ultimate ikar chaser min ha-sefer if the Rambam felt that there was like a judicial proceeding here, that this was actually a death sentence, you know, that was handed down by a Beis Din, and he didn't say that you actually go through that process. That would be an incredible omission on the part of the Rambam. I find it very hard to believe that the Rambam agrees with Tosos about this, that there's a process of din, of establishing somebody as a morid b'malchus, and then the melech has a rishus, whether or not to do anything about it. The haraya, I would say, what the Rambam goes on at the end of the halacha, ve'en lemelech rishus laro gelo b'sayev bilvad. It seems like these halachos are designed, you know, specifically to be mechalik between dine nefashos, you know, and b'sayev kederech shahamalchos osa. Not only that, but of a lo yafkir mamon v'im hifkir harei zegazel. Like, what's this halacha? Why is that here? Why can't the Rambam deal with that in the next parak, where the Rambam, you know, talks a lot about issues relating to you know, Mishpat HaMelech and Poreitz Lasos L'Derech? Like, why is this Mekomo? I think the whole point of this halacha is that the Rambam is trying to be mechalik between Bezdin and the Melech. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. The Melech cannot possibly be Mafkir. Oh. So that's true. What the Rambam is saying is that Bezdin has a chiyuv to be done. And once they come to a verdict, they can't decide whether or not they want to implement it. You know, it's either the guy is chayev or he's zakai, and he goes, you know, free, or he goes lahariga. This is about a rishus. So yesh rishus lamelech lahargo. So if that's true, I think that we could be machriya the safek of the Ibn Hazel very, very clearly, that where there's no chiyuv of din, it's impossible that there's a chiyuv of halanas ha-din. That there's no need to have a formal trial. Once, you know, it's been established empirically, not al pishtei edim v'hasra, right? But, you know, it's established, like it was established by Shimi ben Gera. The guy left, you know. He left his house, and, you know, there's no juridical process. The Rambam says he's put to death, right? You know, and, you know, whether it's a Yoav, you know, and Benayahu ben Yehoyada. So the Rambam, as he alludes to here, I don't think the Rambam has any idea of din. I think he's actually going out of his way to point out that Bezdin has, you know, the you know, full spectrum of dinei nefashos of skilas reifa harik v'chanek, and the melech, he only has a rishos besides bilvad. So never the twain shall meet. That we don't want, you know, anybody to mistake this for misas bezdin. Right, it's meant to be kept, you know, very separate, sort of like the Ran's idea of two tracks of justice in the famous Drashos HaRan. It's a very similar idea here. I think that's why this is the makom to bring up the din of Hefker, because for the Rambam, the idea of Morib Malchus, the Melech has a Rishos. Now, just to get back to one last issue, what about Melech Shemachal Kvodo in Kvodo Machal? That, I think, halacha remains very much in place. But the king can decide, you know, it's part of the kavod of the melech, it's Yehano Senes, that it's the ultimate kavod to say that this person, the Bezdin doesn't have volition. They don't have optionality. They're shluchim, they're agents, right? They could decide, they can't decide what to do. And if somebody's Michal Shabbos Befer Hesia, and there's two Edim, and there's Hasra, as long as Bezdin can say, well, you know, we're going to give him another chance, and vice versa. If he's in it, the Bezdin can't, you know. So, for the Melech, the fact that it's his Rishus, I don't think undermines at all the statute of, you know, Melech Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Machol. On the contrary, it's an instantiation of his great Kavod that he has literally power over life and death. He'll decide whether or not he wants to put this. That's an amazing power. That's more power than Bezdin has. Far more power. Far more power than Bezdin has. Right? Because Bezdin is just locked into the Torah system. All right, there is a principle of Makin V'Onshin Shalom Min Adin, except that. But, you know, the Melech, the fact that it's a pure Rishus, I think is a remarkable statement of, you know, how much Gedula and Kavod the Torah gives him, that he's going to have the authority to unilaterally make this decision. If he makes it, he has to make it with a sayif, because we don't want it to be confused with, you know, dine nefashos and the normal processes of din. And yes, the melech can't be mafkir, because that's uniquely the province of Bezdin. But to answer the question of the Eben Hazel, Lefiani is daiti, it's very clear. The Rambam disagrees with Tosus about this. The Tosus thinks this is a process of din. He's trying to move, you know, Morid Malchus closer to that. For the Rambam, you want to keep them as separate as possible.